Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, currently mostly cloudy and 77 degrees. It's Eclipse Day across the USA.
I'm being followed by a moon shadow.
It'll happen in the middle of the day when the Earth, Moon, and Sun all line up and things get pretty dark. Astrophysicist Jackie Faraday of the American Museum of Natural History said it's not pitch black, it's more like twilight, but enough to make animals kind of freak out.
It's not normal to watch the sun go away. It doesn't feel normal.
When you sign in on Facebook today, you'll see a special message that will point you to streaming video coverage from NASA for the first coast-to-coast solar eclipse in 99 years.
Moon shadow.
Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A search and rescue mission is now underway after a Navy destroyer collided with another vessel in the South China Sea.
USS John S. McCain was sailing into the Strait of Malacca, headed to Singapore for a routine port of call when it collided with the merchant ship Alnwick MC at 6:24 a.m. local time. The Navy says initial reports indicate the warship suffered damage to her port side. And it says search and rescue efforts are underway in coordination with local authorities. It's the second serious collision at sea in 2 months for the Navy. In June, seven sailors died when the destroyer USS Fitzgerald collided with a merchant ship off of Japan. Luis Martinez, ABC News, Washington.
Police in Laguna Beach, California dispersed crowds as a rally against illegal immigration met with counter-protests. Police presence was heavy at the annual America First rally following the violence in Charlottesville earlier this month. Counter-protesters staged what they called an anti-fascist protest. Johnny Bennett's organized the America First rally.
The goal is to bring this conversation out and for there to be a dialogue. What I would like to have is dialogue, and so that we can talk about these issues and get a better understanding. Because right now, what people think is basically that all of us are white supremacists.
A comic genius is dead. Jerry Lewis has died in Las Vegas at the age of 91. His publicist says he died of natural causes with his family by his side.
Jerry Lewis became famous as the slapstick half of the Martin and Lewis comedy duo.
Hey, Dean,
yeah.
Do you know where the Declaration of Independence was signed?
At the bottom.
By the early 50s, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis had become the top act in show business. But in 1956, they broke up, and Lewis once told me,
the kind of response we got from this country was as though we had killed somebody.
Lewis launched a solo career in nightclubs, on television, and in movies like 1963's The Nutty Professor. In 1966, Jerry Lewis created the Labor Day Telethon for Muscular Dystrophy, and at the 2009 Academy Awards was honored with the Jean Hersholt Humanitarian Award.
The humility I feel is staggering. It'll stay with me for the rest of my life.
Phil Deal, ABC News.
A top Democratic lawmaker says he's joining the crowded race for Kansas governor.
House Minority Leader Jeb Ward of Wichita announced his candidacy Saturday. He had named former Democratic Party Chairman Lee Kinch as his campaign treasurer earlier this week. Ward was elected to the Kansas House of Representatives in 2002 and is the ranking Democrat on the House Committee on Education. Other Democrats in the race include former Wichita Mayor Carl Brewer and former State Representative Josh Svatty. GOP candidates include Lieutenant Governor Jeff Collier, Secretary of State Chris Kobach, and Insurance Commissioner Ken Selzer. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Police are investigating after a man was shot in North Wichita Saturday.
The shooting occurred around 11:45 a.m. at a residence in the 1200 block of North Wabash near 13th and St. Francis. Officer Charlie Davidson with the Wichita Police Department says the shooting was the result of a disturbance, but can't comment on what led up to the shooting. A man in his 40s was taken to a local hospital in serious condition with a gunshot wound to his abdomen. Officer Davidson says an individual has been arrested and booked into jail on aggravated battery charges, but no other details are available at this time. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning now. 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Monday.
Bad news.
Bad news.
And that's right, the gasoline price is making a big jump today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we were down to around 205 or so. There might have even been a place or two that was down below that $2 a gallon mark, but not anymore, or at least not for very long. Gasoline price is making that jump this morning here in Wichita to $2.25 a gallon. Traffic update on KNSS Radio. I'm Chad Chambers.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast here on a Monday morning with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A complex of showers and a few thunderstorms developed this morning over parts of south-central Kansas. Those will diminish and lift on off to the northeast, and our computer models are wanting to give us a few breaks in the clouds by eclipse time this afternoon, our high temperature 93. Showers and thunderstorms will move in overnight, our low 73, rain early Tuesday with a high 86. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, mostly cloudy, 77 degrees. We have a west wind at 7 miles per hour at 6:11 on this Monday morning, August 21st, 2017. And taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar, there is an area of rain that's to the west of Wichita, moving, as Dan said, to the northeast right now. And the leading edge of this is moving into, it's past Hutch, and it's moving into western Sedgwick County. So, unless this goes to the north of us, we could see some rain here in the next few minutes.
Yep.
It's not a very large area. It goes to about a county wide, goes over to the other side of Kingman County. And again, it's going to move moving into, it's into western Harvey County right now to the north of us. So there it is. But it looks like Sumner County is pretty much clear, or going to be.
Yeah.
As it skates off to the northeast this morning. And then this afternoon, a chance for showers. Not a lot of chance for showers, but as Dan said, we've got an eclipse coming this afternoon.
Yeah.
We want to be able to see it, for gosh sakes.
After exactly.
After all this hype that's gone on for several weeks.
That's right.
It would be nice to see it.
Some interesting weather this weekend. We had a severe thunderstorm on Saturday that affected just the southern part of Sedgwick County. Very southern. I'm in South Wichita, and we got nothing.
Yeah. Muggy weekend across central Kansas. That high temperature yesterday was 90, felt like about 115. Normal high 91. You're talking about Saturday. That was the day when I got out mid-morning. I went out and mowed and trimmed the grass, and after a couple hours, I was shot. Man, it was not a breath of wind, and just muggy, 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 muggy.
That was almost the same time I was doing that very same thing. Yeah, it was rough.
Man, it was a tough morning on Saturday. All right. On this date, August 21st, 1959, President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed an executive order making Hawaii the 50th state.
Hey.
And, of course, everybody wants to go to Hawaii because of the beaches and all that and the sand. But I'd like to go and see Pearl Harbor. That would be my first item on the agenda. Hawaii, our 50th state. An Epping, New Hampshire woman got a little help from her friends when she found herself in deep water. The New York Daily News wrote about 61-year-old Leslie Kahn, who got stuck in her swimming pool after the ladder broke. Said she didn't have enough strength to pull herself out, so she reached out for a helping hand from her Facebook group. Says she used a pole to drag the chair her iPad was on and put a post on in a community Facebook page.
Oh, okay, wait a minute.
And said what happened and asked for help. A woman who lived nearby showed up, followed by police, and then followed by another neighbor.
So she has enough strength to grab a pole and drag
can't
a chair over to her.
She might be kind of heavy.
I suppose that's...
And you can't get a leg up on there and crawl out that way, I guess.
Don't most swimming pools have a...
I think if I were
I don't know.
If I were that weak and disabled, I don't think I would be messing around in
swimming
a swimming pool.
Yeah.
There should be other places that you can go.
There's a lot about this that seems very wrong.
Right. Here's one of the stories that's going to catch everybody's attention today. This is from China. Man who woke up with a severe pain in his ear went to a hospital where doctors removed a live gecko that had crawled inside. Gecko's what? A little lizard type thing, right? Like a guy on TV.
Yeah, saves you money on car insurance. Yeah.
A video recorded Tuesday at a hospital in China shows doctors showing off the still-living gecko after it was removed from a patient's ear.
Still-living
gecko?
Yeah.
Like I said, the man came into the hospital complaining of a severe pain in his ear that began when he woke up.
Huh.
Doctor said they looked inside the man's ear, discovered a live gecko had climbed in and crawled into his ear canal while he was sleeping.
Well, that's, I imagine that would be kind of painful.
Oh, I imagine. The gecko was calmed with an anesthetic. Apparently, they gave him a shot or something. Doctors used pliers to pull the gecko and the lizard out of the man's ear in a five-minute procedure. So, you wake up in the morning and maybe hey, I'm not hearing so well. Better check your ear canal. Could be a gecko in there. Could be a big lizard. Could be a Gila monster in there.
Well, I imagine it wasn't a very large gecko. Sure. It must have been
small,
some kind
sure.
of tiny gecko. But,
like a baby gecko or a mini gecko.
Now, I tell you what you want to do. What you want to do is get on Google Image Search and just type for live animals found in earways. I think the...
Can you tell you a pretty good gallery of those, you think?
Oh, yeah. I saw a couple of years ago just an entire gallery of spiders in people's ears. Fantastic gallery. This time of morning.
A lot of people just have good old-fashioned earwax in there. First thing you do, if you complain to your doctor or anybody about your hearing, which I've had this done before, first thing they ask, your ear's clean, any earwax in there? Because apparently some people don't clean them very often. But mine are always spotless. I don't have any geckos in there, spiders, or anything else.
Well, that's why you want the earwax, though. With enough earwax, there's no room for a gecko.
That's true. Gecko makes your ear gecko-proof. Fred and Norma Jean Simon celebrating their 70th wedding anniversary today.
Bless their hearts.
We're talking about Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. Freddy's a good friend of ours. Comes by every now and then.
About that.
Yeah, he comes by sometimes on his birthdays. Brings us some food. But they're having a 70th wedding anniversary.
Well, that's fantastic.
This guy's, this man, of course, he's from around Colwich, I believe the family is from, and started this business years ago, and then here the last few years, his sons got involved, and they started franchising, and Freddy's has become quite a story.
One of the fastest-growing companies in the nation now.
Yeah. So, anyway, congratulations and happy anniversary to Fred and Norma Jean Simon.
How about that?
Freddie might be up and listening right now. I'm sure he likes to listen to Steve and Ted every morning. Most folks do.
I know he's an early riser.
Yeah.
To get things going.
And he's kind of one of those guys from the northwest part of Sedgwick County, the farm family,
Yeah.
They get up with the cows and the chickens, no doubt about it. All right, coming up on 6:18 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. And Ted, Royals have some good news. Had a little football over the weekend. What are you going to start with this morning, Royals?
Oh, yeah, the Kansas City Royals.
They've got the Wingnuts, too, right?
Did not score much on Friday and Saturday in losses. Finally got some offense going yesterday to at least salvage one game against the first-place Cleveland Indians. It was mostly the bottom of the lineup, some backup guys that finally got the offense going yesterday. Jorge Bonifacio, Chesler Cuthbert, Alcides Escobar. Royals win 7-4 yesterday, avoiding a three-game sweep at the hands of the Cleveland Indians. So the Royals do get one win, and they get a day off today. But Kansas City is now a game and a half behind for a playoff spot.
The Indians got a good-looking team.
Well, they're great. They're
very line
good.
Up and just
they're very good.
Just beat the heck
out. They got great pitching.
Good team this year.
They won the American League.
Yeah,
they won the pennant last year.
The pennant, so.
They're finally coming around and playing that way again this season,
good
looks
for them.
Like. But the Royals are trying to catch up. Like we said, they're still a game and a half back, have a day off today. In pro baseball, the first place Wichita Wingnuts at Lawrence Dumont Stadium yesterday afternoon. It was a tight game, 3-3, until the Wingnuts scored 6 runs in the bottom of the 6th inning. Broke this thing open and beat the Texas Air Hogs 9-5, taking 2 out of 3 in the series from their division rival, the Texas Air Hogs. Wingnuts have a 13-game lead with 2 weeks to go in the regular season. Wingnuts now head up to their final road swing of the regular season. They're going up to St. Paul, Minnesota for a 4-game series with the St. Paul Saints starting tonight, as the Wingnuts are getting very close to clinching a division championship. And happy birthday today to a guy that is a big part of Kansas City Chiefs football history. Now, back in Super Bowl I, the Chiefs played the Green Bay Packers, and Green Bay clobbered the Chiefs 35-10. And head coach Hank Stram pretty quickly came to the realization was, we're not good enough on defense to stop the best that the NFL has to offer. We need defensive players. So he went out in that next draft and got a couple of good guys. One of them was named Willie Lanier.
They drafted
out of Morgan State.
Yes.
And this guy would go on to be an 8-time All-Pro and obviously came up big for the Chiefs just a few years later when he was a monster against the Vikings in Super Bowl IV.
Right.
Willie Lanier is in the College Football and the Pro Football Halls of Fame. And it's his birthday today. Willie Lanier is 72 today. So happy birthday to one of the guys that Chiefs went out on defense, said we got to have this guy, and he ended up helping them to a Super Bowl championship.
You know what was interesting in those days, Ted, you mentioned the AFL. I can remember when they signed on, and I think they got a TV contract from ABC or something. Mm-hmm. And it was like they kind of compared him to Canadian football. AFL was wide open. They were throwing everything.
Yeah, they were doing a lot of things that the National Football League was not doing.
But they didn't play a whole lot of defense.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And that was
Stram saw that in that first Super Bowl. Then.
Well, it's pretty amazing the ground that the AFL made up between Super Bowl I and Super Bowl IV.
Yeah.
They really started to close the gap, and they kind of figured out what they needed to do to really do that. And, of course, the Jets winning Super Bowl III was a big part of that. And then the Chiefs the next year clobbered the Vikings in the Super Bowl, and the leagues would end up merging.
And then in the NFL, when I was growing up, it was kind of, well, we'll run up the middle on the first down and onto the right to the second down, and the third down we might pitch out or throw a pass. That was about it.
Well, I mean, in the AFL was the league that was drafting guys that had speed.
Yeah,
and
speed.
I mean, you speed is not what you think of when you think of the NFL in the 60s.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, even the running backs, guys like Jim Brown, not necessarily speed, but guys that were just big and powerful, and that's what you think of when you think of the Packers and the New York Giants and those Cleveland Browns teams. But the AFL kind of brought speed and a little bit of a high-octane offense to the picture, and the leagues would eventually merge. Happy birthday, Willie Lanier. And speaking of the Chiefs, of course, 2 hours from now, we begin our final week of Daily Chats with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, with another preseason report. And we'll check in with Mitch and find out how things went in the preseason game at Cincinnati on Saturday. We'll check in with Mitch at 8:15. Make sure you're listening right here on Steve and Ted.
That's right, 6:22 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. He's talking about Seattle police who can't use the word suspect with regard to those who may have broken the law. Steve and Ted in the morning.
I'll look forward to this.
Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.